These days we are opening again the exhibition of the library. For 3 months the exhibition and the library was closed because of the Magaifa Rahman al-Islam. Situation is now much better everywhere and slowly we are going out of it Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. So therefore we are planning to open back the exhibition and the library. Over the months of the winter, we added and changed many items in this exhibition. This exhibition is devoted to our rabbis. Each one of the rabbis has a unique showcase where we show one of his personal sforim, Xaviat Kadesh, artifact, picture original, and things like that. What we have changed now is that whenever we can, whatever we have, we are showing mostly objects, artifacts that belonged and that was used by the rabbi, rather than sforim and Kisviyat Kedesh. Those are being obviously that we don't have their objects. So we show the Sforim and Kisviyat Kedesh. Let us start with the showcase that is devoted to the Rebbe, where there are the artifacts that he was using during the year. Let us start with Rosh Hashanah, where you see the Shefes. Whenever he used to come down Rosh Hashanah to blow the Shefer, he used to bring with him the Shefes that he had from Birusha, from the Rabbi. He would blow in the one that we see on the left side, which is Birusha from the Tzemach Tzedek. He blew with it for many years till it became possible. Fixed it, and after a while it became possible again. And then he started blowing with the other shefres of that he has Birusha of the Rabbi. In the last years it was very hard for him to blow. So purchased for him a new shefer, a very easy to blow, and that's where he blew the last couple of years. From Rosh Hashanah, we come to Hanukkah. So we see here the Hanukkah menorah that he would light the Hanukkah licht on it every year. And from Hanukkah, we come to Purim. We see a two Megillas Esther. The one in the black cover, he used to hear in it the Megillah for many years, till the year of 69, Tov Shin Kof Tes. In that year, they wrote for him a special Mehudadike Megillah. The Chosid Reb Yetzel gave it, Gerbet Rubashkin gave it to the Rebbe in this silver cover. And since then, the Rebbe would hear the Megillah in this new Megillah in the silver cover. From Purim we come to Pesach. So we see here the Kaira. The Kaira that in top of it the Rebbe used to prepare the matzahs and the minim every year for the Seder. He actually purchased it in the year of Tov Shin Yud Aleph, 51. Because till then, he would sit by the table together with the minion of Siddim by the Friedrich Rebbe. And it says in the Minhag Chabad that when you sit by the Rebbe, you don't have a special kaira, just garment, cover. So after he assumed the Nesias of Chabad, so in 1951, in Tovshin Yudalev, the Rebbe purchased this kaira where he used to prepare the Seideran for every year. On it, we see a golden cup of Kiddush that you would make Kiddush on it, Pesach. It's a cup that the Chosid Reb Aaron Klein gave to the Rebbe. Near it, we see the broken plate that in it is made to pour in it the drops from the cup of Kiddush by saying the Zamakis. These are the artifacts that we can see in the showcase of the Rebbe. Let's go now to the showcase of the Friedrich Rebbe. Let us start with the Hanukkah menorah, silver Hanukkah menorah, that you would light the Hanukkah candles on it every year. We see here also the picture that he is sitting near the Hanukkah menorah in his Yechidus room by the door and looking on the candles of the Hanukkah menorah. From Hanukkah we'll go to Pesach. So we see here the kaira that he would set the matzahs and the minim for the Seder on it every year. Actually, even after his Histalkes, this used to stay on the table at his place, prepared for his honor. And near him sat the Rebbe, and around the table a minion of old Chassidim by the Seder. We see here also the spodik that he would wear on Shabbos. And not only on Shabbos, only also on special occasions. We see here a picture, he is sitting with his spodik. He is sitting in the ship that he was saved from Europe, from the Nazis' occupation in Europe. Before he came up off the ship here in New York, he put on this spodik for the honor of this holiday. Not only that day, it was another occasion that he would put on this spodik, which was the day that he received the American citizen papers. He was then sick with his feet, and to his honor, the judges and themselves came 2770 to deliver to him these citizen papers. We see here the signature. He is signing under his picture and on the side. And we see the judges giving him this citizen papers. He should sign on it. And in the right picture, we see his son-in-law, the Rebbe, showing him exactly where he should sign. So in this occasion, we also see him wearing this spodik for the honor of this day. In the regular weekdays, you would wear a hat. Not only in regular days, even on Hanukkah, we see him wearing this hat. As we see in this picture, he is sitting and looking on this Hanukkah menorah with the candles, wearing a hat. As it says in the Minhagei Chabad, that on Hanukkah, by lighting the candles, we don't wear Shabbos clothes, we just wear regular clothes. And then we see here his glasses. It's not regular glasses that we wear, that it holds on the ears. It's glasses that are only on the nose in front of the face. And on the side we see a handle to hold it with his hands. We can see a picture. He's sitting by a table, smiling, and wearing these specific glasses. These are the items that we show in the showcase of the Friedrich Rebbe. We will go now to the showcase of the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad. We don't have artifacts from him, so we show here his passport. This is not the passport to travel out of the state. In those days, even for traveling inside Russia from city to city, you needed to go with a passport that was stamped with the date and the place that he is going to. Here we have all his traveling in Russia in those days. Then we have the Ksav Noim, the marriage contract. When the Rebbe Rashab and the Rebbe Tzachtern Sore was engaged, they were still little children. Their grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, was involved in preparing this contract of Shtart Noyum. As we see, the first line of it is written with the handwriting of their grandfather, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. And on the other side of the page, in both copies of it, the copy for the Rebbe and for the copy for the Rebbetzin, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek writes that since they are still young and it will take time till they get married, so he is obligating himself to give part of their nedunya every year, a certain amount. The rest are Ksaviat Kedish of his Ma'amorim that he wrote, and kind of printing of some of his Ma'amorim. In those days in Russia was hard to print, so they just printed in what is called mimeograph. Let's go over now to the showcase of the Rebbe Maharash, the fourth Rebbe of Chabad. We see here the Megillah that he wrote according to the Ksav of the Alter Rebbe. Near it, from Purim we come to Pesach, so we see the Shtar Mechiras Chometz, that he sold his chometz with his signature on it. We see here a wallet. It's not a wallet for money, it's for documents. we see it's larger than a regular money wallet. This wallet, later years, the Rebbe's Rivka gave as a present to her grandson, the Friedrich Rebbe. And he wrote on a special paper that lays in the wallet what the wallet is all about, that he received it of his grandmother. We see one of the Masechtes, one of the Gemoras of his Shas, with a stamp in the middle of the front page, says his name and the city of Lubavitch. It's one of the Shas. The Shas itself is still in Russia, and only one Masechta that we have here. And the rest is his handwriting, original handwriting that he wrote when he was still young, and when he became Rebbe, the Maimurim that he wrote, and then what he wrote in Halacha. We will go over now to the showcase of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe of Chabad. We see here a sleeve of his siptuk. After the Stalkes, his children divided the parts of the siptuk, and each one took one part, and this is the part that his son, the Rebbe Marash, got. It's only a sleeve, but it shows us a lot about him, even about how much he was hovering, learning Torah. He would, large part of the day, learn standing and leaning on the table or on a stander. So much till in the sleeve, by the elbow, became a little hole, as we see here. We see here a Tanakh. It's not a regular Tanakh. It's the Tanakh that he would say the Maftir every Shabbos when he got the Aliyah of Maftir, and he would say there the Haftarah. As some poskim say, it's better to say Taftira from a whole Tanakh in one volume. But in the Haftira, there are sometimes different nuschois where it starts and where it ends. So whenever there was a Shin Nusach, he would write on the side of the page, on the margin, till here goes the Haftira. See Rambam or something like that. The rest we see here is a letter in his handwriting, Siddes in his handwriting that he wrote early in his years and in the later years. From the Mittel Rebbe, we don't have artifacts. So we show here a letter with the signature in his handwriting. Maimorim in his handwriting that he wrote the early years and the later years when he became Rebbe. And we have some of his Sforim that he published, his Maimorim that he wrote and then published in several volumes. But we have one artifact of the Alter Rebbe, which is a silver bowl that for the older generations, the Rabbein would always hold it on the table by the night of the Seder. He would fill her up with soup. And the Rebbe and all the participants would take 3 spoons of the soup from this silver bowl and put it to his own plate. That's the only artifact that we have from him. So we show here part of the Tanya in his handwriting. It's not actually the Tanya, it's the Geras HaTshuva, the third part of the Tanya. The Tanya itself perished in a fire in his house in Ladi. Even this Igeras HaTshuva is not completely in his handwriting, because after he wrote and corrected, it was difficult to give it as it is to the printer. So he gave it to his son, the Mittel Rebbe, to rewrite it nice. And then he went over it, the final proofreading, where he added lines in his handwriting between the lines and on the margin of the page, on the right side and on the left side. Near it we see the first print of the Tanya that the Alter Rebbe printed. We see here the Hilchos Talmud Torah that he published. And we see here a Sefer Shalosh Tshuvos Ma'arik with some comments on the margin in his holy handwriting. And we see here a maimer that he said on Shabbos and after Shabbos, wrote down his brother, the Ma'aril. And after he finished writing it, the Alter Rebbe went over it for final corrections, where he added lines between the lines and on the margin, on the right side and on the left side. And this was the final proofreading of the Alter Rebbe of the Maimer. These are the showcases of the Alter Rebbe and his son, the Mittel Rebbe. Finally, let us sum up with a description of his standards that he dwelt on in the early years of his nesiyus. Starting with this small standard from simple wood. When the Rebbe became Rebbe, he didn't want to daven on a standard. He wanted to daven on a regular table like everyone else. But he was explained that it's not practical, because when he sits on a table, everyone goes away to sit on other tables. Nobody wants to sit together with him on a table, on a regular table. So he agreed they should build for him a standard. But he said it should be a simple standard from simple wood, a small standard, nothing like a king davening on a special standard. And that's what they made here. When he was standing, he would hold the seder in top of the standard. When he was sitting, he would hold it on the slant of the standard. And that's how we daven for the earliest 5 years of his nesiyus. Then it started breaking, and he agreed they should build for him another standard, also simple, as we see the second standard, a little taller. It should be more comfortable for him. When he would stand, he would hold the seder in top, and when he would sit, there was a little door that opened, that he would put it on that little door. And he davened it on it for another 5 years. Finally, he opened a vocational school in Kfar Chabad for new immigrants that wanted to learn Torah, and also some specialty. So there was a department of agriculture, print, carpentry, and the carpentry department, the Bochum, decided to build a nice stander for the Rebbe and sent it to him with the first charter plane that Chassidim came to the Rebbe for Chodesh Tishrei. The Rebbe davened on that stander for many years.
With this, we conclude the description of the new exhibition of our Rebbe's